This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A woman who was part of a group charged with setting a cross on fire in front of a defaced campaign sign for Colorado Springs' first black mayor has pleaded guilty. Authorities say the cross burning was a hoax. Deanna West is one of three people named in the 2023 incident. She pleaded guilty in Denver federal court to being part of a conspiracy to set the fire and then spread false information about it in the run-up to the election of Mayor Yemi Mobolade. Prosecutors alleged images of the staged cross-burning were sent to media organizations suggesting it had been an attack on Mobolade. The mayor says he didn't have any knowledge of the crime. The former clerk for one of Colorado's smallest towns has pleaded guilty to embezzlement. CPR's Molly Cruz has the story.
Brenda Hamilton, the former clerk of Lakeside, a town with a population of only 16 people, was fired over the summer alongside her father, Robert Gordonair. Gordonair is the town's former mayor, police chief, and fire chief. The father-daughter duo were caught reselling town-owned police vehicles for personal profit and misusing town funds for Costco purchases. Hamilton allegedly pocketed thousands of dollars. 9 of the 10 charges she faced were dropped as part of a plea deal. She was scheduled to be sentenced in May. Her father is serving 4 years probation. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
The director of the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College has resigned after 18 months. The Gazette reports Nicole Herden is headed to Texas for a position at an arts museum. The resignation is the latest in a string of short tenures at the Colorado Springs institution. Herden told the paper she couldn't pass up the new opportunity. There will not be an interim director while the college looks into the reasons for the high turnover. Colorado College is KRCC's licensee. It's 2:06. This is CPR News and KRCC.